Page 12, Section 19, The Plan of Salvation. Reading Assignment. Study the scripture passages listed in the following questions and in the scripture chain. Read Moses chapter 4, verse 2, Doctrine and Covenants section 19, verses 16 through 19, and section 76, verses 40 through 42. Why is the atonement central to the plan of salvation? The plan of salvation can be divided into three parts: premortal life, mortal life, and life after death. What are some of the challenges you have faced during mortal life? How does knowing that there is life after death help you cope with these challenges? Scripture chain, the plan of salvation. Premortal life, Job chapter 38, verses 4 through 7. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 55 through 56. Abraham chapter 3, verses 22 through 28. Life after death. Alma chapter 40, verses 11 through 14. Alma chapter 42, verses 11 through 13 and verse 15. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 111. And Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 14 through 16. Mortal life. Alma chapter 42, verses 9 and 14. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 40 through 43. And the third article of faith. Scriptures relating to section 19, the plan of salvation. Moses chapter 4, verse 2. But behold, my beloved Son, which was my beloved and chosen from the beginning, said unto me, Father, thy will be done, and the glory be thine forever. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 16 through 19. For behold, I, God, have suffered these things for all, that they might not suffer it if they would repent. 17. But if they would not repent, they must suffer even as I. 18. Which suffering caused myself, even God, the greatest of all, to tremble because of pain and to bleed at every pore, and to suffer both body and spirit, and would that I might not drink the bitter cup and shrink. 19. Nevertheless, glory be to the Father, and I partook and finished my preparations unto the children of men. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 40 through 42. 40. And this is the gospel, the glad tidings, which the voice out of the heavens bore record unto us. 41. That he came into the world, even Jesus, to be crucified for the world, and to bear the sins of the world, and to sanctify the world, and to cleanse it from all unrighteousness. 42. That through him all might be saved, whom the Father had put into his power and made by him. Scriptures relating to the scripture chain, the plan of salvation. Premortal life. Job chapter 38, verses 4 through 7. 4. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. 5. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? 6. Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? 7. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 55 through 56. 55. I observed that they were also among the noble and great ones, who were chosen in the beginning to be rulers in the church of God. 56. Even before they were born, they with many others received their first lessons in the world of spirits, and were prepared to come forth in the due time of the Lord to labor in his vineyard for the salvation of the souls of men. Abraham chapter 3, verses 22 through 28. 22. Now the Lord had shown unto me Abraham the intelligences that were organized before the world was. And among all these, there were many of the noble and great ones. 23. And God saw these souls that they were good, and he stood in the midst of them, and he said, These will I make my rulers. For he stood among those that were spirits, and he saw that they were good. And he said unto me, Abraham, thou art one of them. Thou wast chosen before thou wast born. 24. And there stood one among them that was like unto God, And he said unto those who were with him, We will go down, for there is space there, and we will take these materials, and we will make an earth whereon these may dwell. 25. And we will prove them herewith, to see if they will do all things whatsoever the Lord their God shall command them. 26. And they who keep their first estate shall be added upon, and they who keep not their first estate shall not have glory in the same kingdom with those who keep their first estate. And they who keep their second estate shall have glory added upon their heads forever and ever. 27. And the Lord said, Whom shall I send? And one answered like unto the Son of Man, Here am I, send me. And another answered and said, Here am I, send me. And the Lord said, I will send the first. 28. And the second was angry, and kept not his first estate, and at that day many followed after him. Life after death. Alma, chapter 40, verses 11 through 14. 11. Now concerning the state of the soul between death and the resurrection, behold, it has been made known unto me by an angel, that the spirits of all men, as soon as they are departed from this mortal body, yea, the spirits of all men, whether they be good or evil, are taken home to that God who gave them life. 12. And then shall it come to pass, that the spirits of those who are righteous are received into a state of happiness, which is called paradise, a state of rest, a state of peace, where they shall rest from all their troubles and from all care and sorrow. 13. And then shall it come to pass that the spirits of the wicked, yea, who are evil, for behold, they have no part nor portion of the Spirit of the Lord, for behold, they chose evil works rather than good. Therefore the spirit of the devil did enter into them and take possession of their house. And these shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, and this because of their own iniquity, being led captive by the will of the devil. 14. Now this is the state of the souls of the wicked, yea, in darkness, and a state of awful, fearful looking for the fiery indignation of the wrath of God upon them. Thus they remain in this state, as well as the righteous in paradise, until the time of their resurrection. Alma chapter 42, verses 11 through 13, and verse 15. 11. And now remember, my son, if it were not for the plan of redemption, laying it aside as soon as they were dead, their souls were miserable, being cut off from the presence of the Lord. 13. Therefore, according to justice, the plan of redemption could not be brought about only on conditions of repentance. Therefore, according to justice, the plan of redemption could not be brought about only on conditions of repentance of men in this probationary state, yea, this preparatory state. For except it were for these conditions, mercy could not take effect, except it should destroy the work of justice. Now the work of justice could not be destroyed. If so, God would cease to be God. 15. And now the plan of mercy could not be brought about, except an atonement should be made. Therefore God himself atoneth for the sins of the world, to bring about the plan of mercy, to appease the demands of justice, that God might be a perfect, just God, and a merciful God also. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 111. For they shall be judged according to their works, and every man shall receive according to his own works, his own dominion, in the mansions which are prepared. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 14 through 16. 14. Now verily I say unto you that through the redemption which is made for you, is brought to pass the resurrection from the dead. 15. And the spirit and the body are the soul of man. 16. And the resurrection from the dead is the redemption of the soul. Scriptures relating to mortal life. Alma, chapter 42, verse 9 and verse 14. 9. Therefore, as the soul could never die, and the fall had brought upon all mankind a spiritual death, as well as a temporal, that is, they were cut off from the presence of the Lord, it was expedient that mankind should be reclaimed from this spiritual death. 14. And thus we see that all mankind were fallen, and they were in the grasp of justice, yea, the justice of God, which consigned them forever to be cut off from his presence. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 40 through 43. 40. Wherefore it came to pass that the devil tempted Adam, and he partook of the forbidden fruit, and transgressed the commandment, wherein he became subject to the will of the devil, because he yielded unto temptation. 41. Wherefore I, the Lord God, caused that he should be cast out from the Garden of Eden, from my presence, because of his transgression, wherein he became spiritually dead, which is the first death, even that same death which is the last death, which is spiritual, which shall be pronounced upon the wicked when I shall say, Depart ye, cursed. 42. But behold, I say unto you that I, the Lord God, gave unto Adam and unto his seed that they should not die as to the temporal death until I, the Lord God, should send forth angels to declare unto them repentance and redemption through faith on the name of mine only begotten Son. 43. And thus did I, the Lord God, appoint unto man the days of his probation, that by his natural death he might be raised in immortality unto eternal life, even as many as would believe. The third article of faith. We believe that through the atonement of Christ all mankind may be saved by obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel. End of the scriptures relating to the scripture chain, the plan of salvation. End of section 19, the plan of salvation.